Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Don't forget, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, pardon me, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, where I'm sure it's a fun night. Everybody's out there doing something. We got a great night here, and here we go. We're going to welcome Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yay! Yay! It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood here. The temperature right now is 67 degrees. Thank you, guys. 67 degrees and clear skies.
Wow. Well, we've got 47 here, but in line for a warm-up here in the next few days.
How warm will it get?
Maybe up into the low 80s on Monday or Tuesday, it looks like.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, folks, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, these Russians have run into a little bit of a stalemate. They still have not broken through. I think they thought this was going to be a lot easier than what it is. It's not. They've taken some serious casualties, the Russians, that is. We don't know exactly how many, but the rumor was yesterday that Russian air ace, the Ghost, had shot down two transport planes with 300 Russian paratroopers on board the two of them.
That's right, Captain, and we're looking for confirmation about that. But, of course, if this has happened, this would be a major blow, obviously, at least in terms of morale as well, because, as you mentioned, those planes hold literally hundreds of paratroopers, and so for that to happen would be very significant. Of course, we know that there's been heavy fighting reported in Kyiv as we go to air tonight, and of course, it's daytime there right now. But you're right. They are not going as quickly as they perhaps thought that they would, the Russians, that is, although they have still made significant significant advancements, but the resistance and the level resolve that the Ukrainian people have, I think Putin might have underestimated.
Now, NATO also had a special meeting yesterday, and they decided that they were going to help, even though they're not a member, that they were going to help Ukraine by giving them more beans and bullets and guns. And I guess they're going to go in through Bulgaria since it's an open border, and they can just go back and forth because the Russians are not over on that side of the of Ukraine yet. And so we'll see how that works out. But it looks like as if that's going to start as soon as perhaps this weekend.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, that video of President Zelensky standing there somewhere, we think, in Kyiv, you know, saying that he's there, he's staying there, the other government officials are there with him. That was put out as a video that is very powerful and I think is helping to rally the Ukrainian people.
Well, he put one out yesterday during the daytime, one in the evening when they were getting ready to go underground, and then he put out one during the night from wherever he was at, and then just a little while ago, with the sun coming up, he put out another one somewhere by a government facility.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned NATO, of course, Captain, and they're already activating their quick response force. I believe that encompasses about 40,000 troops. That's not to go to Ukraine, of course, but it is to show readiness and essentially to begin to react to what Vladimir Putin is doing and putting all of Europe on notice, essentially.
Well, they go to the surrounding NATO countries to secure their defenses so that if they were to try something, namely the Russians, if they were to try something, that they would be met with a lot more resistance.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it's better safe than sorry. We still don't know exactly where Vladimir Putin wants to go with all of this, and that's where the uncertainty factor is. And, of course, Captain, you know, Vladimir Putin may have made some miscalculations, perhaps, in Ukraine in terms of his timing or what he might achieve very quickly, but he still is on a mission of his own design, and we have to be ready. The West has to be ready.
Yeah, and I think we are ready, but we'll see what happens. And I wouldn't get too confident if I was a Ukrainian, certainly not at all. And even Americans, you know, it's nice to see that the president is trying to stay in good spirits. I'm not talking about our president, because we got a loser for a president. I'm talking about the Ukraine's president.
Right, he's being very brave, absolutely.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out of there in California, IA. So I shall return. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, you know. When you got it, you got to flaunt it, right? So the weather's really great here. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, and I will take it away. Don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now you can go on over there at the homepage, MyPillow.com. Not only will you see things there for sale that you can save money on, but if you go into the Radio Listener Specials page, yep, Radio Listener Specials page, it looks like a door, and you click on it and it opens up. There'll be at least 150 items there, ridiculously marked down in price, and all you got to do to get the price is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple, promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459 to find out more and talk to a live person, too. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Save yourself a bunch of money. You'll be glad you did. And then you can tell me thank you later on. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got a mysterious person on the telephone. You want to go find out who it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Good morning, mysterious person on the telephone. How are you?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle.
It's Mike. It's Mike.
the wannabe, maybe he'll run, maybe he won't. Anyway, Kyle, I was watching the South Korean news, and one thing that the people aren't talking about is the humanitarian crisis that this is war has caused. There's apparently, I forget the name of the town, but on the border with Ukraine and Poland, and there's they're saying that about 100,000
Lviv,
are at that border. Now,
yeah.
Poland has set up, I guess, you know, they're feeding them and they're providing them a place to stay as best they can. But when you have, you know, these massive numbers of people that are, you know, basically the mass exodus trying to get the hell out of the country, who's going to take care? I mean, you know, it's just like the southern border that we have. There's so many people that want to get out, and trust me, my heart goes out to them, and it makes you wonder if, you know, we're going to take some of them, which I hope we do, because, you know, these poor people didn't get put in that position through any fault of their own. So what do you think, Kyle? Is it possible that in addition to the illegals, we're going to start seeing people being brought here from the Ukraine and, you know, given refugee status so they can at least be safe? And thank you so much.
All right. I'll start it off, Kyle. First of all, I believe Biden yesterday asked for, what, $6 million?
I believe so, yeah.
For this specific reason, right?
Well, that's exactly right, yes.
Okay, now your turn.
Oh, well, yes, yeah. You know, Mike, I know that part of the mission of the U.S. Forces troops that went to Poland, they were there to try to start getting things ready. The people will be processed, that's for sure. Some may request asylum to come to the United States, and a lot of people will likely end up coming to the United States, or they may go elsewhere. But you're exactly right. You know, we're seeing the human tragedy play out. We don't know exactly where it's all going to go, but this is a terrible byproduct of what happens when you invade a country and you've got people just getting in their cars or walking or fleeing or doing whatever they can.
Well, we're going to have about 10 million people, it looks like, are coming out of that area. That's the projected total if everybody that can come leaves, okay? But I believe I heard Europe, the European NATO countries, yesterday say that they would take 3 to 5 million themselves.
Yes, that's right. There's another twist to this too, Captain, and that is that in the Ukraine, they don't want fighting age men, as they say,
to leave,
to be able to leave. And so that's also very, very important as they try to make a stand. And we're going to see how this plays out literally over hours, if not the next, you know, 2 or 3 days. And it's sort of an outrageous notion to think about what President Biden said, that we should have a conversation in a month or so to see how the sanctions are doing. When you've got forces that are coming into these cities, the fighting that we're hearing reported, we don't know if they're going to be there in a couple of days, the Ukrainians, resistance, that is, let alone a month from now.
Yeah, and they kept talking about, well, we'll know in a month about the sanctions, what they're going to do about a month. They don't have a month.
They don't have a month. And it was almost like an offhanded, one of those Joe Bidenisms where he says something, he kind of shoots from the hip on something. Can you imagine if President Trump or any other president would have said something like that in the face of this kind of ongoing, you know, unfolding war? And it is a war. It's not a special military operation. But I guess to hear Vladimir Putin and John Kerry, if you put the two together, it's a special military operation that has immense emission. You know, it has a lot of emissions. It, you know, this is crazy time. This is a war. It's aggression, and the world needs to meet it.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody will argue with you on that one. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do six nights a week here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. Well, you know, the United States is preparing thousands of troops, or what would be called to support NATO, and that's the Rapid Response Force. It looks like it's going to be as many troops as they have in the region now. About 7,000 is what we're hearing. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I think overall it could be up to 40,000, is what I heard reported earlier.
But not from us.
Not from just the United States.
No.
Exactly.
And the activation by President Biden and leaders of the member states marks the first time such use of the NATO Rapid Response Force is being activated to guard the alliance territory, which does not include Ukraine. But everything outside of Ukraine to the west, is. They've got three little states there that could roll over like dominoes, right?
Right. That's true.
If Putin decides to keep on rolling, which is a very strong possibility, that he may decide now to go for broke, because what's to stop him?
What's to stop him? He may think that the West is fragmented. Hopefully there will be a much more of a united front. They're trying to seem united on the sanctions, but of course I think Great Britain had announced sanctions in advance of Joe Biden announcing extra sanctions and so forth. But even though ultimately they get on the same page, there needs to be some sort of unified delivery system, as it were, for the intent of the allies. So Putin may see that there's some fragmentation, or simply believe that now is the time to try to test it or to break it. But those would be calculations he'd have to make that would not be a sure thing by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, we're hearing through the grapevine that Russia may want to be, they may be ready to talk to Ukraine. What do you think?
Well, President Zelensky of Ukraine had asked for some kind of diplomatic talks to begin, and I think didn't Vladimir Putin respond by saying that the Ukraine had been taken over by neo-Nazis and so forth and drug addicts, so that was kind of his very terse response to that request, because obviously Zelensky is defiant, there's no doubt about that, but also looking for avenues to try to stop this terrible, the bloodshed, literally. But Putin will have nothing of it right now.
Well, yeah. However, the report that I'm looking at here, it's a Fox report, says that Russia is signaling they're ready to talk to the Ukraine.
Well, that's a very interesting development. Exactly right. Well, we'll have to see. Now, why would Putin be doing that? He's meeting more resistance, perhaps?
That's it.
He calculated. Yeah.
Plus, they're losing quite a few soldiers in the process. And, you know, when word gets back home about that, about this little country that they were just supposed to walk right over, well, obviously there's going to be some disgruntled people, I would think.
Well, that's right. But also at home, Captain, he's got disgruntled people who are protesting. This is not, the 1970s.
Yeah, they arrested 200 of them, I think, yesterday.
That's right. Ultimately, so far, I think they've arrested up to 1,800, as far as we know. But this isn't the 1970s or 80s anymore. They are trying to control the narrative with the propaganda, but too much is getting through, and people have changed in that time period. They're bolder than they used to be.
Okay, hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, Kyle Warren and I will be talking about Vladimir Putin. Has he outplayed his hand? Has he outplayed his hand? We'll talk about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as a main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, 2 to 6 Eastern.
All righty, thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of a program that I am involved in, have been for over 7 years. I take it religiously every day of the week when I get up. And then if I need it again, which I usually do, I take it around midnight before I start the show because I have to sit for 4 hours, and that's not good for your circulation and whatnot. But I do have a problem with my left foot, ankle, and leg where it will start to swell up and it will start to hurt and all that sort of stuff. And the product that I take is Relief Factor, and it works. It works, and that's because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also will lower or eliminate the pain that you've got, whatever the problem is you got going on, by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that your body needs to have anyway. It's got key enzymes and proteins that are good for you. Supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now you get started with a 3-week quick start, and then you start on the regular monthly plan, and away you go. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. And while you're there, you'll see some other health food products, too, that might trip your trigger, whatever. But relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a go. See what it has for you. And let us know if we didn't help you out. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I believe that Vladimir Putin has bitten off more than he can chew, and that he's beginning to play out his hand. I'll explain. You ready?
Yeah.
President Putin has very quickly precipitated a crisis in Europe with Russia's military attack on the Ukraine. We're witnessing the latest military invasion in Europe since the Second World War. Now, we have to understand where things are going to go from here. First of all, not that I like reading it and wouldn't if it wasn't for the fact that it was included in what I was looking at, but Thomas Friedman, a writer for the New York Times, argues that the only place to be for understanding this war is inside Russian President Vladimir Putin's head. Now, Friedman summarizes, Putin is the most powerful, unchecked Russian leader since Stalin, and the timing of this war is a product of his ambitions, strategies, and grievances. And you and I were talking about that during the break. Go ahead and elaborate.
Well, you know, Captain, of course, yeah, he is very powerful. He's got an apparatus, obviously, that helps him maintain his control. But I think Putin has overextended himself. I think he's obsessed with taking Ukraine or rebuilding the Soviet empire, as it were. And something else has changed. It's his entire demeanor. If you watch his speeches, if you watch the tone of his voice and so forth, he's not making these decisions outside of his obsession. And so something has happened here, and so we're dealing with someone who could be incredibly volatile. And will he understand? Will he get it that it's not working the way he thought it was?
Well, what we see here is what happens when you mix a powerful military and a dictator with political and military opportunity. They saw an opportunity with a weak Joe Biden. They saw what happened to the U.S. in Afghanistan, and they jumped on it. Because Putin really is the singular leader of virtually every dimension of Russia. Now, this is an extremely dangerous and inherently deadly proposition, so we all have to watch carefully and watch prayerfully.
Yeah, I completely agree. One of the problems, Captain, in modern warfare against a country like Russia, a military like Russia, potentially a military like the United States or NATO forces, is that Vladimir Putin eventually would start to lose at some point. One side will start to lose, but I do think it would be Putin if it was a major confrontation. And he would try to fall back, perhaps, and it's a terrible thing to even contemplate, but I wouldn't put it past him to use tactical nukes or to threaten the use of strategic nukes.
That has been discussed.
Yes, and that's because in this day and age, you know, back in World War II, you know, we had Rosie the Riveter. We had everybody, you know, pitching in, and we'd turn out planes and tanks and other military hardware, and it was conventional war. But the conventional war of today can very quickly, you know, it's hard to replace an F-35 overnight or on any kind of quick timetable. So when those things start happening, then somebody like Vladimir Putin becomes a lot more unpredictable, I think.
And then you've got Joy Behar. Did you hear what she said yesterday?
What did she say?
She was shredded by people around her all over the television dial for her jaw-dropping complaints that the Ukraine invasion might interfere with her swanky European Riviera vacation plans.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do remember that, and I remember reading that, and I was thinking, you know, this is the most ridiculous thing. Well, John Kerry, he was pretty ridiculous, but this maybe takes the cake, Captain. You know, oh, no, I can't have a vacation. Tone deaf doesn't even begin to describe it. People are dying. People are fleeing. You know, Europe could be engulfed. You know, Joy Behar, really? I mean, anything she says is somehow on the news.
Well, she wants to sip wine in Italy and be in the Riviera and be out on the beach and this, that, and the other, and she's worried about maybe somebody taking a pot shot at her.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, I mean, there's just no accounting sometimes, is there? But that's a whole different sort of genre, I think, in terms of what she's involved in. But it's certainly not substantive commentary on these significant world events.
Well, I'm beginning to respect and like this Ukrainian president a lot more, Zelensky. He's everything that Biden would want to be, but can't be.
Well, I think you're right. I think that now one of the things that President Zelensky could have done and was probably expected to do, and that is to leave the country and establish a government in exile, depending on the invasion and how quickly it happened and so forth and how successful it was. And that way he could begin to garner international support and so forth. That would be one way of doing it. The way that he's doing it, Captain, is he's there in the thick of it. I don't know what stronger message he could be sending than by staying there, because he's obviously on the list. I don't think that they would want to put him on trial. I think that they would assassinate him as fast as they possibly could if they found him, as to make an example. So he's facing certain death, it would seem, and yet the message that he's sending of resolve and bravery is something that the Ukrainian people, I think, are incredibly respectful of.
Well, they are looking for him, the Russians, that is, and they sent out a special unit to go after him. Those are the people that were in Croatia. Remember those guys?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, they sent the kill squad out to locate
him. The Chechnyans.
Yeah, the Chechnyans and some other politicians, too.
Well, exactly, yeah. And what that will display, Captain, to the world is the absolute violent, horrific nature of Vladimir Putin and his direction of the military. This is the kind of thing that, you hear about in history books or you see in a movie, but nowadays is just completely unthinkable. It's out of so many of our experiences, and certainly young people growing up, they're 18 or 20 years old, they've never seen anything like this before, and it will just be on stark display the evil that exists in the world. And politicians and those who try to make us think that, no, they just want iPhones and stuff like that. No, they're wrong.
It was reported yesterday that Putin was threatening the families of the Ukrainian military, that when they find out who the military are, they'll try to locate their family and they'll kill their family if they don't give up.
A monster.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. The first Truckers Highway Bible Report is lined up. We do have some weather tonight to talk about. We'll tell you all about where it is. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you.
Those are the Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar. Kyle, when was that song done?
Brown Sugar, I'm thinking, is that 1969, somewhere there, 1970?
Best I can come up with is 68 to 71, and I don't know for sure, but that's okay. All right, let me read the weather forecast here and talk about the heavy snow that's still moving around up there in New England. They've had a foot of snow up there in upstate New York and parts of Vermont and Connecticut and whatnot, and the mountains of Massachusetts as well. But the winter storm is going to continue to produce heavy snowfall in New England this evening into the morning. Totals of 1 foot or more, of course, are possible. And then we do have some really cold weather to the north again. And we also have some fog down in the southern part around the Gulf of Mexico again. Kyle, we got another storm coming in out west. Tell us about it.
Well, Captain, right now, yes, we do have that coming in, but right now we've got a pretty clear map, that's good. We do have a winter weather advisory. This is north of Seattle, Washington right now, but Seattle checking in at 37 degrees. Looks like they're going to have rain showers starting on Saturday. Looks like it's going to go through Wednesday, but then after that it looks like it'll turn into some light rain for the next few days. But it's going to be wet in Seattle, basically, for the next several days, no matter what. We also have a freeze warning to tell you about. Now, in California, we're looking to have a little bit of a warm-up, so that's good. So this big freeze warning that we've seen on the map over the last several nights has shrunk now, and it's really going to be from about Merced down to Bakersfield. That's where that's going to be. We've also got, of course, some still cold temperatures up in the high mountain passes, 28 in Snoqualmie. We've got 4th of July pass at 16 degrees. Now, snow is coming in about on Sunday as we go through the weekend. Then it's going to turn into rain, it looks like, for the next few days up on 4th of July. Cabbage Hill checking in at 24 degrees, but they've got spots of ice tonight, Captain.
Okay, well, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we've got some cold temperatures and we've got some snow and we've got some sleet and freezing rain up there right on the Canadian line. And then down in Dallas, we've got an area there to the west of Dallas-Fort Worth and going out a little ways, maybe about 40, 50 miles out, where we have some freezing rain and drizzle tonight that's going to make things miserable on I-35 north-south and I-20 east-west. So be advised of that. And probably U.S. 287 for a short ways. Now, down here in the Gulf, we've got an area of fog tonight right now from Big Bend. It goes over towards Apalachicola, and then it goes back out in the Gulf and stays there. We got a little bit of unsettled weather around New Orleans, and that's about it. Other than that, things are looking pretty good. So, Kyle, I got a caller on the line. We'll take the call, see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from St. Petersburg, Madeira Beach, Florida.
Yep.
I did want to know if you're going to go to lunch on Tuesday. And I wanted to know, did you know that Biden is in the process of stopping the truckers' convoy?
Biden,
you know how he's going to do it?
Biden has been in the process of attempting to do that, but I don't think he can. But go ahead, tell us.
Oh, he stopped it. He made fuel go to $11 a gallon.
Well, I don't know where it's $11 a gallon, but
it's a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Kyle does a better job of weather in the West. Having a degree in German language and literature, four languages in 14 years in Europe, I have an opinion on things, but I'm sure nobody in the country wants to hear it. But I will bring it on Tuesday. And offspring and family there. But other than that, and also having been on the other side of the Berlin Wall four times, I believe, and inside the other part four times, nevertheless, I'm sure I'm in 5% of the country and nobody wants to hear it. But
that's probably true.
If you have any questions, you're welcome to ask. Professor Kyle might.
I think I know who this is.
I thought, I'm sorry, it's Picasso. Did I not say my name?
No, you did not. No.
We have been friends.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you what. Let me ask you a question. If you've been on the other side of the border so many times, why have the other countries not stepped up and gone up against Russia? What are they afraid of?
World War.
Well, that's only a little. That's only a little thing.
Yeah, it's a small thing. Listen, I've got 20 different subjects. I suggest any of your retired veterans want to get a concept on us and them, as we might say it. They go back and watch the movie Fury, a great movie, probably about 10 years old, of a tank battalion that goes across Russia. I think everyone that listens to this radio station would find that quite interesting in their soul to go back and watch that movie carefully and listen to the lingo.
Well,
you know, the movie I'm talking about, F-U-R-Y.
We're going to have some fun today because we're going to be over at CPAC in Radio Row with a bunch of the big boys. So, I'm going to be with the vice president of one of my networks is going to be there, and I don't know what that'll lead into, but he's going to be my gopher. Well,
great for you. My only comment about the situation for your radio viewers is if you have any idea how drastically so many imbeciles in Washington, D.C. have screwed up this country, they have screwed up. If you have any opinion about and agree with that, well, imagine it 10 times worse in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And NATO is a part of that, and our government is a part of it.
When I saw they actually hit an apartment building and took half of it down, that told me all I needed to know.
Actually, they didn't hit that apartment building. What happened with that one is it was a drone, armed, and it was shot down. And as you see on the apartment building, it went over 200 yards across the apartment building and spread black tar. But, yes, people on both sides are getting killed.
Yep.
Innocent people on both sides get killed in the war. I want the war to end. I can tell you how to end the war, but nobody will listen to that either.
Well, I'm going to send a suitcase nuke out there and see if anybody dares to come after me. I got to go. We're going to break. Thanks a lot. All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, Kyle, what do you think?
Very interesting. Yeah.
Send a suitcase nuke out there and say, okay, boys, I'm going to put this here. If you cross that line, that nuke goes off. Actually, what we need to do is we need to have a no-fly zone declared and enforce it and say, let's get these people out, the civilians, get them out of the way. Then if you want to go at it, have at it.
Well, certainly you would think that there will be some kind of development where the international community is stepping in some way.
Yeah.
But you have to be very, very careful. Yeah. Very dangerous.
NATO is getting involved. That's all I know. I've been hearing it and seeing it. NATO is getting involved. Okay. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with hour number two. And that was Picasso. You've heard him before. I haven't heard him in months. But he called in. So anyway, we will be right back with more on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.